This is Views from the Watershed. I'm Lizzie Mogul, your tour guide. We're here at Devasego Park in the town of Prattsville on the banks of Schoharie Creek. As the effects of climate change take hold, both streamside communities like Prattsville and the DEP, which manages the water supply, have to plan for what happens next.
I'm Adam Bosch. I'm the Director of Public Affairs for the New York City Water Supply, which is owned, maintained, operated, protected by the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. Tropical storms Irene and Lee happened in 2011 that caused huge runoff flows into all parts of our system, but especially into Schoharie Reservoir and Ashokan Reservoir. At the time, we were doing a project to rehabilitate Gilboa Dam that impounds Schoharie Reservoir. We had just finished doing the big stabilization where we had put anchors through the middle of the dam into the bedrock and, like pulling up on shoelaces, pulled the dam tight to the earth. And then Irene and Lee come. Part of our mission of being a responsible dam owner is you go out and study your dams periodically, and if you find something, you mobilize immediately to fix it. There are instruments in all of our dams that we use to monitor the function of the dam. Well, in the middle of the storm, we lost communication with those instruments. We didn't know if that meant that the power was out. We also lost communication with the live camera that looks at the dam. We had to assume that we lost the dam. And we actually sounded the alarm and evacuated the entire valley because we didn't know if there was a dam there still or not. You always have to err on the side of caution. You don't like to do that, but on the good side, we actually had people tell us that it may have saved their lives because even though the dam didn't fail, there was still such a high flow going downstream and it actually washed away some homes. There were people that left their homes because of the alarm who came back and found that their houses weren't there anymore. That was a stark reminder of the huge responsibility that we have for dam safety. We came up with some new programs. One of those was a city-funded flood buyout program. Between 95 to 07, there was a big storm almost every other year. And a lot of these homes had been flooded over and over and over again because they were built in the floodplain. They didn't qualify for the FEMA flood buyouts, and they were stuck there. The city-funded program was designed to buy these properties at pre-flood rates so that folks could move on to a place that was not in the floodplain. City money went to grants for communities where they could study projects that would reduce their maximum flood heights. These efforts were really focused on protecting the water supply, but also help protect the communities by getting more of their residents out of floodways. There is mutual interest between the city and the watershed communities because the Catskills have always flooded and always will. The city's water supply has always had a 50 to 100 year plan. You have to prepare for the effects that climate change is going to bring. We know that climate change is going to cause us to have less snowpack. We're going to get more rain in the winter. We know that climate change is going to have air temperatures increase, which means surface water temperatures are going to increase, which means more things can survive in the water, like algae, for longer. We have a group within DEP that is dedicated to studying climate change, its effects on the watershed and on the reservoirs, helping us prepare now for conditions that we expect to see between 2080 and 2100. And by doing that, we can say, what do we need to do now to prepare for that?
Thanks for listening to another episode of Views from the Watershed. Learn more about this program at walkingthewatershed.com/podcasttour.